Country music legend Merle Haggard died today on his 79th birthday after battling pneumonia. His humble beginnings and a stint in prison as a young man gave him no shortage of material for songs. His music was rooted in life's hardships and disappointments. And by the end of his long and successful career, he had attracted a broad base of fans. NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
Merle Haggard was known by his fans as Hag.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride.
His music was drawn from a life that started in 1937 in a converted train boxcar, the family home in Bakersfield, California. His mother and father were part of a mass migration of people from Oklahoma who went to California looking for a better life during the Great Depression. But his father died when Haggard was just 9 years old. And in a 1995 interview with WHYY's Fresh Air, he described how that led to an early life of troublemaking.
I was, to say the least, probably the most incorrigible child you could think of. I was already on the way to prison before I realized it, actually. I was really kind of a screw-up. And I really don't know why. I think it was mostly just out of boredom and lack of a father's attention, I think.
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried.
A robbery landed him in San Quentin prison shortly after he turned 20, and he spent his 21st birthday in solitary confinement.
I wound up with nothing to lay on except a Bible and an old concrete slab. I don't know, it was just something about the whole situation that I knew that if I ever got out of there, that I was all finished.
Once he was paroled, he turned to songwriting. His mother had shown him a few basic guitar chords, then he taught himself the rest, falling under the spell of songwriters like Jimmy Reed, Bob Wills, and Hank Williams. His hardscrabble beginnings, a fierce independence, and his time behind bars, it all came pouring out in song.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom.
His 1967 song, Sing Me Back Home, was based on his time in solitary confinement when he could hear the voice of a man condemned to die.
Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die.
When Haggard sings, it's not as if he's performing. When he sings, it's as if he's confiding.
Author Tom Carter spent 2 years with the singer while they worked on the biography called Merle Haggard's My House of Memories for the record, which was published in 2002. In an interview recorded before the singer died, Carter says Haggard was driven by telling stories set to music.
He never stopped polishing his craft because he loves his craft.
That craft became part of what was called the Bakersfield sound. During a time when Nashville was all about polished vocals over lush orchestrated arrangements, Bakersfield musician Buck Owens led a subgenre of country music fueled by a raw honky-tonk energy with a little bit of Western swing and performed on electric rock and roll instruments. Merle Haggard's string of chart successes became part of the sound named after his hometown.
I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working.
Starting in 1966, Merle Haggard scored 37 top 10 country hits in a row, 23 of them reaching number one. But his success didn't guarantee an easy life for Merle Haggard. His marriages failed, and he was largely an absentee father, mostly because of the countless miles crisscrossing the country on a bus playing honky-tonks and county fairs. The lifestyle and the drinking would haunt him in his later years. He was labeled an intolerant reactionary for his 1969 song, Okie from Muskogee, in which he dresses down the counterculture, something he claimed was actually satire.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take no trips on LSD.
At the end of his life, Merle Haggard continually found warm receptions from his fans on the road. His later albums expanded his audience beyond hardcore country music fans and often taking on a philosophical tone.
I'm no longer a fugitive, and I'm not on the lam.
I'm just a rambler. I am what I am.
Merle Haggard wrote the foreword to his 2002 biography, and it proved to be an early summation of his life and his music.
I've lived through 17 stays in penal institutions, incarceration in state prison, 5 marriages, bankruptcy, a broken back, brawls, shooting incidents, swindlings, sickness, the death of loved ones, and more. I've heard 10,000 chant my name when I couldn't hear the voice of my own soul. And I wondered if God was listening, and I was sure that no one else was.
With Merle Haggard's passing, perhaps he'll finally learn that God was indeed listening and was actually a fan. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
I'm just a seeker. I'm just a sinner.